This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Allahu Akbar is what is being shouted out at the U.S. Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota here. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And what are they doing? They're selling Islam like Christmas, literally, in parallel, said they. And then a carnival shortly thereafter ensues. But the good news is there's no animal slaughter, America. This is how the media is selling this to you, friends. This last week when setting up at the Minnesota State Fair, one could not help but notice a sign at one of the booths where it stated, building blocks to Islam. Yes. Yeah, really. I mean, I almost couldn't believe what I seen, and when I thought it through, I could believe it. All the while knowing that the enemies within know all the well that there's always going to be someone that's going to believe them, no matter what's told to them. And of course, those that believe the lies fall to their own destruction because they didn't seek out the truth of the matter. Read Jeremiah 7:34. Hey, folks, you know all the well these individuals are coming in and they are bringing their culture with them, right? I mean, folks, the American church's apathy and silence, along with the corrupt government and the corporate media, are set on handing this country over to them that mean to destroy your country. Here, just to prove the point, I'm going to play some audio, okay? And then I'm going to give you an exposition on what's going down here in Minneapolis. Because they're playing the victims, friends. Well, in fact, they have the spear. But you already knew this. I want you to listen carefully. Listen to this report from Channel 9 in Minneapolis.
We are celebrating one of their biggest holidays.
The prayer service known as Eid is expected to bring tens of thousands of Muslims to U.S. Bank Stadium. Our Bill Keller joins us now live inside U.S. Bank Stadium with more. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tom and Alex. Yeah, you know, for followers of the Islamic faith, you can call this the Super Bowl of religious ceremonies. In fact, they've got the right venue. Take a look behind me. Folks are setting up now. In fact, organizers are calling this Super Eid. More than two dozen Islamic centers joining together to hold prayer this morning here at U.S. Bank Stadium. We're talking about more than 20,000 people who are expected to attend
today's
Super Eid event. The Islamic Holy Day of Eid, also known as the Festival of Sacrifice, celebrates the Prophet Abraham, as he is also known to Jews and Christians. The Islamic faith holds two Eids a year, one after the month of Ramadan, and today's, which marks the end of the Hajj, or the pilgrimage to Mecca. That is one of the five pillars of Islam. And for Muslims, this is really the first of its kind event, and organizers are inviting people of all faiths to show up and attend.
at the time of Christmas, families come together, they enjoy together, they celebrate together, they eat food together, and it's like that. So it's a time of joy and a time of celebration.
Our interfaith allies are welcome to participate in the prayer or to just watch the prayer. They can do either, whichever they feel compelled to do.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is calling on police to make sure they boost security for the event, citing recent anti-Muslim vandalism and some hateful comments on social media.
Anti-Muslim.
Say that they always have extra staffing for large events like this, and we've seen that certainly outside, but really no different than a Vikings game here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Wow, that is just absolute. Man, I want to go. Man, there's going to be a carnival after. It's going to be just like Christmas, we're told, right? Go to the Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. And slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then, if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Just to put it into perspective for you, friends. And then what we had is we had those terror-affiliated organizations like that of CARE, for some reason or another, got through the teleprompter and then through the useful idiots known as journalists in America who are not paying attention to the content that they're spewing out, that extra police are called in to protect the Muslims from anti-Muslim sentiments. Really? I didn't see that anywhere. I couldn't find that. I didn't hear that. But when I look to France and I look to Germany and I look to Sweden and I look to the UK, I understand that they did the same thing in those countries that they're now doing at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, what I can tell you, friends, is they originally were expecting 50,000 Muslims to show up. And it's also interesting to note, when you're watching this footage, the only thing that you see are Muslims. Okay? And interestingly enough, the media in this country, they are totally sold out on selling you, America, to a foreign enemy within. They are totally, blindly selling you out every step of the way. There was about 1,500 people on the football field. See, always cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, right? That's one of their methods. But what's also interesting to note is when CARE called for more police to protect the people, keep in mind, America, that nobody knew the Super Eid meeting was going on, this event that they're embellishing to no end, friends, to make it bigger than what it really is, to belittle opposition. But it's interesting to note that I was on the phone with the police. Robert Carrero was on the phone with police in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and not a one of them. In Bloomington, not at the airport, not in St. Paul, not in Minneapolis, not one police officer knew of the event the day before the event took place. Not a one. Not a one police officer knew of this event. It's fabricated. And I'm going to highlight some more of the things that were around this event, which is going on again today, America. But I want you to understand that the CIA-controlled media and their propagandists, Minneapolis Star and Tribune, CARE 11, Channel 9 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, they are sold on selling you out. They are sold on selling you out, America. We're going to get to some more details after this break. They're crying out, Allahu Akbar. Do you know what that means?
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about this last week in Minneapolis, friends, it's going on today. As a matter of fact, there was a and is a Super Eid event going on. You can go and Google search it if you might. It was just put up on July 14th. And it's interesting to know that it was selling itself as a show of power in the hopes that 50,000 Muslims would show up at the U.S. Bank Stadium. The fact of the matter is, looking on the field, there was about 1,500. And, of course, it was sold to you in the likes of Christmas, in parallel to that of Christmas. Much joy. And all were welcome, they said. You heard the audio during the first segment. All were welcome. Come, have a good time. And then a carnival followed. Of course, hey folks, when the devil comes in, do you think he's going to show you who he is? Or do you think he's going to come in the guise of a righteous individual, a peaceful individual? I want to tell you what Scripture tells us, and I want you to listen to me carefully in Judges 5:8. When there's new gods within the gate, there's going to be war. Okay? And war you are seeing from these people. You know, do you remember when the homosexuals first started their agenda back in about 2005? Do you remember how they kept playing the victim? And I kept warning you and warning you and giving you quotes from their leaders, friends that were directing them and leading them directly into hell because they didn't want to hear the word of God? Like that of Kevin Jennings. He said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Play the victim, hold the spear, attack. But put yourself in the victim position when you attack. It's exactly what they're doing with the Muslims. Exactly. And I'm about to show you that. I got three segments to do so, and I'm going to do it. But what I want you to catch wind of, folks, is nobody in Minneapolis, St. Paul, was told about this event. Nobody in Minneapolis, St. Paul, was told of this Super Eid event at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Not a one person. When we contacted the police, I have friends in the police force. We contacted them, not a one in Minneapolis, not a one in St. Paul, not a one in the airport, not one in Bloomington, heard of this event. Okay? And I'm asking these questions 2 days before this said event, and so are others across Minneapolis, St. Paul. But the police weren't even told about it. Okay? The event started at 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. That was yesterday. The local propagandist, Minneapolis Star and Tribune, Chris Bowling, Matt Gilmer, and others were running for cover because it got out, America, that they were having this meeting in Minneapolis without anybody knowing about it. It was all stealth-like, all covert-like, under the radar. Okay? But the local propagandists from the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, KMSP, and Care 11 News began to give them cover the very night before the said events. We're talking about expectancies in a population of Muslims of 50,000 of them at the U.S. Bank Stadium. And nobody knew anything. When you went to the U.S. Bank Stadium schedule, nothing even gave a clue as to the Super Eid event that was supposed to take place. There was nothing. When people began to make inquiry as to who set this event up, there were many false fronts for this event, which means, folks, agencies that you're taught to trust are the ones that are making way for those that mean to destroy. Keep in mind what George Soros said about your country. He said, you're the great obstacle. Folks, they're overloading the system. Folks, mark my words as to what I'm going to say next. There's going to be war within the gate. You can mark my words. There's going to be war within the gate. You are being infiltrated at an undisclosed number, friends, of these people coming into this country. You're not giving proper statistics. You're not giving proper numbers. I can tell you that in Minnesota alone, we're not being told the truth. In a side note, I wanted to let you know, too, what I'm seeing over and over and over and over again are people beginning to peel off the mask of this brand new administration that is doing absolutely nothing concerning his promises of a wall, of an immigration policy to stop what's going on in this country. I don't care what hey folks, don't tell me what the media told you. Remember, 94% of the American people don't believe what they have to say. Don't tell me what they're telling you, because they are telling you of that which is opposite to the truth. Okay? Just go back to sleep, everything's okay. Nope, that's exactly what's happened in Europe. Okay? Now they're plundered, and now they're trying to figure out what's going on. And keep in mind, it's your said representatives, along with this new administration, friends, that are trying to disarm you in the process of this influx of those that mean to destroy your country. I didn't say it. They said it. Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Well, that's interesting. And slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they're expelled. And where they need to expel you. Prosecution is more grievous than slain. Persecution, forgive me. But fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. That's found in the Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. I can go on with what it says in the Quran so you can further understand that it's not me giving my opinion. I'm just telling you their opinion, okay? And again, what they're doing is they're coming about as sheep in wolves' clothing, friends. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Very low. I was just telling you, friends, that there was no contact information concerning those that set up this event. And it's interesting because I had Robert Carrero on the radio with me 2 days ago, and I asked him the question. I said, well, if I want to rent the U.S. Bank Stadium, it's not like I can go in there with a bunch of false, fiend, fabricated, contrived information in hopes to get that stadium. There needs to be verification, validation, so on and so forth. There was none of that. Many of the addresses that were given concerning those that were responsible for setting up this event were empty storefronts. This, folks, this is to the degree that you're being sold out. Because with all of that said, folks, the media is promoting them like this is legitimate. Like this was all done uprightly. As a matter of fact, what they're doing in Minneapolis is they're putting on their website, friends, pictures of little girls and their mothers. I have yet to see one picture, friends, one picture of an imam or the men that showed up. And keep in mind, there was a total of about 1,500 that I seen on that field. And what, again, are they trying to do? They're trying to get you to believe that there's 50,000 of them that are showing up. Hey, folks, I don't care how many of them showed up. The bottom line is too many of them showed up. And again, look to their Quran and you will understand what they mean to do to the unbeliever. This is a Christian nation. And it's time for men of Christ to stand up and play the men and be counted. So you can see for yourself how God will show himself strong on the behalf of those that call upon his name. Allahu Akbar rules at the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. As Islamic leaders with ties to terrorism addressed them, thousands of Muslims chanted the jihadist battle cry, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, at taxpayer-funded U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. As a part of a huge celebration of the Muslim festival of animal sacrifice known as Eid al-Adha. But the good news, America, in Minnesota, there is no animal sacrifice. It is my understanding from a reliable source that they were doing this in Fargo, North Dakota last year with animal sacrifice. Where's PETA? No, friends, it doesn't fit the narrative. Do you see how this works? You're not playing with a bunch of people, friends, that are right in the head. You're not dealing with a bunch of people that are ruled by the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. You are dealing with dangerous people, America. You have Judases across the board within the United States that are selling you down the river, first starting with the professed church in America through their silence and their apathy. And corrupt politicians, friends. And the corporate-owned media, which is setting you up for the fall, as well as themselves. They just haven't realized it yet. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back to Allahu Akbar rules at Minnesota Vikings Stadium. It's happening, America. We're here. But again, you were faithfully warned. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Later on, I knew. Later on. But you have to understand, Anselm, what he did.
And they weren't taken out of campaign finance. That's a big thing. That's a much bigger thing. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me, and I tweeted about it. You know, I don't know if you know, but I tweeted about the payments.
President Trump on Fox News in his first interview after his former attorney, Michael Cohen, admitted to sending hush money payments in a plea deal. The president continued,
they didn't come out of campaign. In fact, my first question when I heard about it was, did they come out of the campaign? Because that could be a little dicey.
Hawaii residents are stocking up on everything from bottled water to toilet paper as Hurricane Lane barrels down towards Hawaii. Currently, it's a Category 4 hurricane, but it could reach a Category 5 status later today. Currently, the storm is 460 miles southeast of Honolulu. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Allahu Akbar ruling at Minnesota Viking Stadium. And I can see some of you people that listen to me on a daily basis are a little agitated with the content. You know what? Too bad. Change the channel. It doesn't matter. You're the problem. This is what's wrong with this country. People want to act like it's not happening in this country. It's happening today. And guess who's going to pay the piper, friends? The kids are. The young people are. Because the parents and the adults are just too busy doing what they're doing rather than to take the time and protest and deal with corruption. And I'm sitting here trying to tell you the media is telling you the opposite of what's happening. As a matter of fact, case in point, listen to the analogy. Listen to this truth. Keith Ellison walking around during a parade. Now, we know Keith Ellison is terror tied as well. Okay? We know that Keith Ellison doesn't like to tell the truth. We know that Keith Ellison swore on the Quran that I've been reading their verses from. Okay, again, just giving you reference to them. Right? He's walking around with a t-shirt on in Spanish that says, no borders. No borders in Spanish. Now, you just heard of this girl over in Iowa who was missing for some time. I believe she's a 24-year-old young girl. And what's interesting about that is they just found her, and we found out that it was a Mexican illegal that came in and killed this little girl, this young lady. Okay, when are you going to grow tired of it? What's going to happen when it's your daughter? What's going to happen when it's your son, America? Prevention is better than cure. Take heed. But it's interesting that Keith Ellison was just busted last week and the week before by two different women that have come forward. concerning his abuse, his physical abuse and his verbal abuse. And he wants to be the attorney general in Minnesota. Now, just keep in mind, he also won the primary, mysteriously. Don't count voter fraud out, America, because if you do, you do that to your own demise as well. We've had audio on this radio program showing you those that gauge these voting machines and how they work behind closed doors. It's always in favor of who they want it to be, right? That's why you're always seeing 49 to 51% or 48 to 52%. You know, they're always making it a close call. Baloney. They just want you to believe that you were so close, but oh, good people in Minnesota, good people in the United States of America, too bad, you just fell a little short. And in America, you buy it. Remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. That's what's happening here in Minnesota. I just showed you the fraud concerning this Viking stadium setup. They were all empty storefronts. They could link back to nobody that set up the events. But what I wanted to say about Keith Ellison, isn't it interesting that the Democrats, and it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republicans, you know how it works here, friends. It's unconstitutional, okay? There are those that are with Keith Ellison that are now coming out saying that Keith Ellison is the family values man through the media, okay? What just happened, America? He was just exposed for what? Abuse. Physical abuse. And what do? They come out and they promote him as the opposite. Folks, you need to understand how your enemy works. Accuse your enemies of the things that you're guilty of. It's just constantly the same game, and it's constantly the same response, because it's constantly the apathy of the people in this country that stand by and act like we're talking about what's going on in a third world country. Judgment is going forward in this country. There are stages that the Lord brings judgment upon us. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Guess what? It's happening, friends. Leviticus 26 tells us that he'll take it in stages. And if you keep ignoring his judgments, it's going to fall harder, and it's going to fall harder, and it's going to fall harder. What do you need to see before you understand what's going on is the judgment of the Most High God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Just like over in France, just like over in Germany. By the way, there was interfaith meetings about 8 years ago in Germany. And there was one little lone lady that stood up and started to call forth the name of Jesus Christ in power, in signs, and in wonders. And it was a reproof that the people of Germany took not heed to. And guess what? They're now starting to wake up to the fact that their country's completely plundered. And Mrs. Merkel, the prime minister over there, friends, has been the one that has systematically and methodically destroyed their country. Slapping the flag and saying, Islam, folks, slapping the German flag and saying, Germany belongs to Islam. And it's exactly what's happening here. Look at all the funds that went into the Clinton cartel. Remember, Merkel is the icon of none other than Hillary Clinton, who is yet to be prosecuted. And we just know from last week, friends, that another investigative report and a reporter that was going after the Clintons, namely Bill Clinton, for pedophilia concerning a young man that's now full grown, when she reported it to the DOJ and to the FBI, a week later she's dead. So what? So what? Read Luke 12:4. Let them do what they're going to do. My Bible tells me, touch not the anointed of the Lord. It's not good for them to do that. And by the way, to all the bad guys that listen to me on a daily basis, all politics formed against the gospel of Jesus Christ at length, okay? End in destruction. Those that dig the hole are going to fall into it. America, we don't need to fall into it with them. That's the bottom line. Keith Ellison,
just over the last 2 weeks, being called out by two different women. One has video. She needs to release it. That will seal the deal. He's scared to death that he's going to be called out, friends. He wants to be the next attorney general. Now the media's pumping up the play and trying to promulgate more lies, calling him now the family values man. When are you going to figure out how this works? You're dealing with crime. You're dealing with criminals, America. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Going back to the Super Eid event with all 1,500 of the Muslims at the stadium, the video that I seen, there was no more than 1,500 people. Okay? If that's changed, I don't know. But it was sold as 50,000 Muslims coming forward. Now it's being sold as 30,000, and it's interesting because they don't have their numbers straight, because yesterday it was being sold as 20,000. Now it's reduced itself to thousands. By the way, Allahu Akbar is not some innocuous phrase. It's generally the last thing victims of Muslim terrorism around the world hear as their lives are cut short at the hands of groups like Islamic State or Al-Qaeda, which, by the way, many of these groups are created. Okay? The phrase means God is greater, but there's more to it. It is a cheer that goes back to still celebrated Muslim slaughter of Jews at Kabar in 628. It means the Muslim deity, Allah. And Allah is greater than religions of those vanquished by Islam. It's an active, actionable threat to all non-Muslims, a belligerent statement of Islamic supremacy. You know, it's interesting, we were setting up at the Minnesota State Fair just this last week, and I seen this picture. It was they had a booth. There's no homosexual booths at the state fair. There's no pro-abortion booths at the state fair. And isn't it interesting how they're ruling the roost with your tax dollars? Why? Because they know people don't support it. Well, the Islamic folks, man, they have, the Muslim folks, they have a little tiny booth set up at the Minnesota State Fair. And you know what it said on their little poster? It said, building blocks of Islam. Have you taken the time to look at Mogadishu? Have you looked at these desolate lands that are nothing but salt and rock? The cities are destroyed, and they want to come over into America, and they want to show you and teach you as to what we need to follow concerning Allah? Really? Yeah, you can't make it up. Allahu Akbar, going back to this, isn't merely associated with terrorist attacks. It is the reason for those attacks. Muslims kill non-Muslims to prove that. Allahu Akbar, this is what they're always saying if they're not driving down a street, mowing people over on a sidewalk, or planting a bomb, or hijacking an airplane, right? This is what they're constantly shouting out before they go ahead and go on an army base and shoot it up. You know that workplace violence that you accepted through Barack Hussein Obama? Remember that? Well, folks, it matters not, but it's what they're always shouting out before they take the lives of infidels, as they call them. Allahu Akbar is the motive for Islamic terrorists and terrorism. The organization putting on the event, the Super Eid, previously said it hoped to attract 50,000 people to the morning event and to a celebration afterwards at a nearby park. Now, it's not clear who funded Super Eid, but it seems unlikely such a large gathering could have been arranged without major corporate sponsorship. Strangely, up until the night before, listen carefully, the Super Eid, the gathering did not appear in the stadium's event listings. Just so you understand how these people operate, friends. The upcoming event listed more were an August 24th preseason game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks and an August 31st concert by singer Taylor Swift. But nothing about the Super Eid. Why? I want to tell you why. Because people would have been out there protesting. And I want to tell you what the Minneapolis Star and Tribune posted. They posted of a video of an American girl with Muslim garb on holding up signs stating that she was there to protect the Muslims' constitutional right of religion inside of the stadium there in Minneapolis. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Look at this. Hey, friends, listen to this. Siraj Wahaj. Okay? Siraj Wahaj. By the way, his son was the one that was busted. He's a cleric here out of New York City. His son was the one that was busted raising up those 11 children. And don't forget about the little boy that died there at that compound in New Mexico, which was bulldozed by federal agencies, because you know as well as I do, their fingerprints were all over it. But it's interesting to note that they're tied to the bombing of the two towers back in the 90s. See, this is what happens. There, folks, Alabama, remember that man that admired Adolf Hitler? Remember I shared with you how Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to advance his cause? Folks, they're being used to create chaos. They're being used to be subversive. They're just another political battering ram. That's what they are. And by the way, Christians, why don't you get busy and start ministering to these Muslims that have come over here? Many of them are being westernized right now, but they need to be converted to Christianity. Not by force, but by the Holy Ghost. Luke 19:10. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, you do remember that your government has been guilty, and they're guilty of it today, 100 times over, at least, of destabilizing countries that oppose the New World Order. What do you think's happening in your own backyard? Well, you're asleep, especially all you Trumpites. Huh? Just during the break, I got a couple more responses. Where's Donald Trump in all this? Where's Donald Trump's promises? Where's that wall? How is he dealing with this? Look what's going on here. Where's his DOJ concerning this New Mexico compound? Exactly. Exactly, America. Where is Donald Trump? Where is the new administration? I'm asking you. I can tell you they're being played off of each other right now, namely the NFL. That's something most people will pay attention to. The NFL and Donald Trump going back and forth. And by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but ESPN needs to be verified still, but I just got the email from Donald Trump's office that the ESPN now said that Monday night will not start off with the national anthem. This all happening under the new administration while men slept. Let's go back to this Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. Siraj Wahaj. As long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is for Allah. You don't get involved in politics because it's the American thing to do. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. Hey, folks, who's delivering these people favoritism besides the media, more than the media and corrupt politicians? Nobody is. Nobody is. You know, folks, if you're looking for a new story to tickle your itching ears, I want to tell you something. There is no new story. And if there is a new story, it's just a new story to divert you from what I'm telling you right now. That's exactly the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. Did you know that streets often run red with blood during the organized ritualistic slaughter of animals that takes place during Eid? To avoid adverse publicity, the media-savvy organizers of Super Eid opted not to butcher animals at U.S. Bank Stadium. They set up a petting zoo featuring farm animals outside of the facility. It's all a facade. Instead, they were expected to dismember animals off-site in connection with the holiday. Where is PETA, friends? Again, it doesn't fit the narrative. U.S. Bank Stadium was the site. Hey, folks, and by the way, just remember, PETA cares more about animals, say they. It's a fundraising organization. It's a communist organization. Okay, friends? They care more about animals, say they, than they do human beings. They're not protesting abortion. They're protesting anybody that dare touch an animal the wrong way. Where were they? Exactly. Right on cue. See, they have to be careful. They have to be selective, folks, with their rage, right? They need to do it incrementally, and they need it to be slowly done because they don't want you up in arms concerning what's going on here. The U.S. Bank Stadium was the site of Super Bowl 52, a game that pitted the Philadelphia Eagles against the New England Patriots in February of this year. Although local mosques in the Twin Cities hold their own prayer services for Eid, this year was with more than two dozen mosques all coming together at U.S. Bank Stadium. They're calling it Super Eid, according to KMSP-TV, the audio that I played you during the first segment. Now, I guess that is the core of what is the difference between Super Eid and normal Eid, said event organizer Asad Zaman, who is also the imam and executive director of the Muslim American Society, MASS, of Minnesota. He said, we're doing it together. Why? Because he knows that if you knew the truth of the matter, this would never happen in a million years. And just think about this, folks. The powers that be behind closed doors did this all stealth-like along with these Muslims concerning Super Eid. Okay? I want you to understand, it's not the Muslims doing this. Just like when you go back to Mandalay Bay and all the story changes and the narrative changes, that wasn't happening by the Muslims, friends. That was happening by your federal agencies that were changing their story over and over and over again. And by the way, don't forget about the eight people that were mysteriously killed, namely, the eyewitnesses concerning Mandalay Bay saying that there was more than one shooter. Okay? Who told you that? Who told you the misinformation? Who led you about, friends? It's your agencies. Okay? It was the sheriff in Nevada that told you that. Going on, among the listed speakers at Super Eid was a dangerous Islamic figure with ties to the international terrorist underworld. By the way, there's a link on site. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Waleed al-Manassi is president of Islamic University of Minnesota, a school indispensable. John Rossomondo of the Investigative Project on Terrorism describes it as a hotbed of extremism. He writes the university's website's recognition by Holy Quran University in the Sudan, founded in 1990 by the regime of the Sudanese war criminal and President Omar al-Bashir. In the United States, America, Holy Quran University leaders signed a 2002 declaration saying it was forbidden for Muslims to buy American and Israeli goods. Gosh. Wow. Whoa, Lord, you can't make it up. IUM claims to be the official representative in the United States and Canada of Sunni Islam's most important institution, Al-Azhar University, which has grown increasingly radical against you. And who's been feeding that narrative more than the media, America? Nobody. Nobody has. See, America, when you figure out that this isn't like sportsmanlike conduct, because you see this on the football field, all of you useful idiots that are easily entertained out of your freedoms, you need to understand, folks, this isn't go along to get along. You have a real enemy in the United States of America. I remember one time a conservative, I like the guy, by the way, Sean Hannity said it. And Sean said, you know what, he was talking about some of the issues that I was talking about in the past he was. And he said something about how this wasn't personal. I want to tell you something, friends, it's totally personal. Because we're talking about your country. We're talking about, and not in this order, your families. Folks, you're talking about a people that mean to come in and upend your government, which is illegal. And it's so funny when you sit back and you listen to these ignorant Amoses on radio, friends, or in the church saying, well, they have every right to come into America and do that. No, they do not. Really? They can just come in here and attempt to implement Sharia law? Who told you that? Oh, my professor in college did. Well, there's your problem. There's your problem. Al-Azhar has refused to disavow Islamic State. IUM embraces Islamic State beliefs, teaching its American students that killing a Muslim who does not pray, one who leaves Islam, prisoners and infidels within Islam, those who do not have a clearly specified creed or sect, it also allows gouging their eyes and chopping off their hands and feet, as well as banning the construction of churches and discriminating between Muslims and Al-Kitab, Christians and Jews, and insulting them at times. Did you hear what I said? This is in Minnesota. This is in the United States of America. And across the boards, to make it applicable to all of you, you have to begin to ask yourself the question why there are 35 jihadi camps in the United States, broadcasted throughout the United States and the world, by the way, through Fox News and CNN, blurting the truth out in their confusion back in 2009. Folks, who helped him set up the program? Who gave him the stadium to do this? Why didn't they take the time to promote it until the night before? They ran for cover because too many people caught on to what was going on. And they wanted to cover their backsides. This should tell you who's at war with you. Remember, it was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you in 23. Love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.